Welcome to our service for the sixth Sunday of Easter. The recent announcements from the Prime Minister about releasing the lockdown still doesn't allow us entry back into our church buildings or even to meet outside to gather together and to worship. So for the time being, we're going to have to continue with providing worship in this form, and we'll see how things carry on. This week's readings sees Paul explaining to the Athenians about the unknown God that they worship, and also Jesus telling us that he will never leave us and he will be with us always through his Spirit. Both things that are really relevant for this time and I hope can encourage and inspire us. But first, let's join together in singing our first hymn, which is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I spare?
Oh, A reading from Acts chapter 17, beginning at the 22nd verse. Then Paul stood in front of Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heavens and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the time of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
In the days before lockdown, on a Sunday morning, the first thing I would do is to listen to Good Morning Sunday on Radio 2 and hear what Kate Motley has to say. And one of her favourite sayings is that people come up to her and say, I'm not religious, but. Now, it seems to me that Paul, as we hear in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, is dealing with the equivalent at that time of that saying, where people were worshipping the unknown God. And Paul goes on to explain that actually the God that they worship as unknown is in fact known and can be known by them. In much the same ways that Kate is able to say to people, I'm not religious, but, to take whatever that but is and to explain to them that actually they probably are religious. They probably do understand something of spirituality and spiritual things, and can go on and explain to them just how God is speaking to them, even if they didn't understand it. That's quite a reassuring thing, and also a challenging thing for us today, to decide how we respond to those around us who may say something very similar. I'm not religious, but, or I'm spiritual, but I don't really believe, or, well, there could be all sorts of things. So maybe at this time it would be good for us to just think, what can we say to those who are searching but don't really know what they're searching for, who have some idea of spirituality but don't understand who or what God is? How can we help them? Perhaps one way of responding is to hear the words that Jesus himself said about the Holy Spirit and coming alongside people. So let's hear our gospel reading today from John's Gospel.
This is a reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. This is the word of the Lord.
In this passage, Jesus promises to be with us. Even though he's not physically with us, he will be with us through his Spirit. And for many people who are lonely, who are isolated, who really know what loneliness is, if they are able to be aware that Jesus is with them through his Spirit, it can give them great encouragement and hope. And be comforted by these wonderful words. But they're quite difficult for those who have not really yet come to know who Jesus is and quite what he means to them. People find it very difficult to relate to someone or something that they've not seen, that they've not heard, that they've not spoken to. So the challenge to each one of us is to find some way of explaining to others that God does exist, that God loves us so much that he sent Jesus, and that Jesus loves us as well, and that he promises to be with us, as he says, forever, if we follow his way and keep his commandments. The scriptures tell us in many places that God reveals himself in his world and in the actions of others. And of course, if we look around at the world around us, despite the difficulties with this COVID virus, it is still a beautiful place. This year, the blossom from the cherry trees, the apple trees, has been beautiful. The bluebells have bloomed and they've been wonderful. And there is so much beauty and loveliness in nature around us. The birds singing. Everything is just crying out to say that this is a wonderful place. And also in the actions that we've seen from our key workers, our nurses and doctors, and all those who care for others. There's been a tremendous outburst of love, and in that again, God is shown. So as we respond to those around us who are perhaps spiritual but don't really know who or what they're seeking for, let us try and remind them that God is there. He shows himself in his world and in the love that is shared around people, and that they can come and know him themselves and experience him and experience his love, his support, and his presence. I hope that each one of us can experience that today and every day in the future. Amen. We're going to sing our next hymn now, a hymn that's popular at people's baptisms, and it hopefully reflects just what that baptism means as they join the family that follow Jesus and know him and love him. We're going to sing, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Oh,
Now John is going to lead us in our prayers.
Lord, may there be love in our hearts and power in our thoughts when we pray to you. We know that you are listening, and we ask humbly for your will to be done. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, you hold the world in the palm of your hand, cherishing the richness of your creation. May we too celebrate the beauty and diversity of our world and all it reveals to us of yourself. Bless, we pray, all who are distressed and distracted by worries and anxiety. May they find the love and reassurance that only you can give. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need as if we were caring for you. In this time, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever danger threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and your love for your name's sake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as we think of those close to us, let us not forget the wider Christian community and our neighbours in Morley, Smalley and Bredsall, who also need our prayers at this time. Those who were affected by February's floods, the bushfires in Australia and California, the homeless on the streets of Derby. Jesus, light of the world, shine a light on them in this time where our attention is directed to other things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we bring to you some of our deep concerns and needs. We know you long to heal and save your people from everything that hurts and damages them. So in our own homes, let us join together with Christians around the world in saying, Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us bring our prayers together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our final hymn this morning is one that may be unfamiliar to most people. It's called Inspired by Love and Anger, and it's by John Bell from the Iona community. In the words, it's really says, who will go for God and tell others? And it really says, It's our job, each one of us, no matter who we are, how skilled we are all those who teach others about who and what God is. So, inspired by love and anger. So as we come to the end of our service this morning, let's join together in saying the collect. Risen Christ, by the lakeside you renewed your call to your disciples. Help your church to obey your command and draw the nations to the fire of your love, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And to conclude our service today, we're going to play out with an anthem called Love Bade Me Welcome. And I hope that this is true for all of us and for those around us. Again, it's been recorded by the choral scholars of St. Martin's in the Field during this lockdown period. And hopefully we can all enjoy this.